Fellow Freedom fans, we're back with the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm David Allen Carmichael here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. You heard the call-in number. Feel free to call in. We're going to talk about this mindset. Is the mindset, is it healthy? That's what people are at war against. People don't want to cut off your access to government-sponsored, paid for, or somebody paying for your health care. We're not against somebody getting paid to do health care. We're not against, that's we, that's us. You know, sometimes there's they, those guys, and then there's we, whoever we are. But I'd say people that I've talked to that are like me aren't concerned about the idea that they're concerned about is, well, one, we're watching something happen. We know in the back of our mind that the government taking over something, taking over an industry, especially one that is so close to whether or not you live or die, or while you're alive, how your life is. It's not so much the concern of that. It's when we see that kind of thing happening, is you know you're in trouble. That is, for one, if you review and know what the purpose of government is, then you're going to have a tendency to not have them do those things which were outside their bailiwick, so to speak. So we've got a caller. Caller, thank you for calling the Eagle 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment? You're on the air.
Well, a comment that I have with respect to this health care debate is not so much, you know, trying to impose health care on everyone, but the types of health care they want to impose on anyone, everyone. The problem with health insurance is there's so many federal and state mandates that require certain types of coverage. For example, every single health care insurance contract written in America has to contain coverage for pregnancy and delivery. Now, I don't need that. You know, any woman who's 45 years of age or older doesn't need that. Any person who is younger than the age of 16 doesn't need that. Some people, you know, have sworn off having children. They may have even had some type of birth control surgery to stop themselves from having children. Yet all of those people are required to pay for that coverage.
Well, yeah, and that's sort of a socialism through the mechanism of a healthcare provider, and of course then the government takes over controlling them. They ultimately, it's like having government run healthcare already. You know, it's kind of a fascist socialist scheme. So, and you know, we had a guest on the other day from the Florida Medical Association who addressed exactly what you said. Is there anything about what is it about this healthcare debate that's going on in this proposed healthcare thing that to you just gives you the heebie-jeebies? I mean, just scares you to the core. Is there anything?
Well, the biggest problem that I have with it, probably it's not that it really scares me. First of all, because I probably won't be a person who participates anyway.
Well, what
I can't afford health insurance, and what they're going to do is mandate that I go out and buy health insurance. I can't even afford it.
Well, here's my question. There's certain things that I don't participate in. We don't fill out a free aid for student, federal student aid for our kids in college. We don't do that. There's certain things. I'm not going to go out and buy a Cash for Clunkers car because it's wrong for me to take your money to have me buy a car. So there's certain things I'm not going to participate in. And what I see is that what's going to happen is, oh, Mr. Carmichael, I'm sorry, you can't get medical care because you are not in the club. And that's what I see. It may not happen, but that's what I see coming. And I don't know if you're somebody who's not going to participate in it too. I mean, I don't know how far it's, are you going to have underground doctors? I mean, looking at the bill, it looks like it's pretty comprehensive that it's going to try to basically suck up every doctor in America. I don't know. What's your view on it?
Well, you know, I'd hate to not have the medical care when I need it. If I were involved in some sort of an auto accident, or if I might fall down the stairs in my house, you know, I'd have to be able to go to some type of a treatment center to get treatment. But eventually, that's going to come out of my pocket when I need to pay for it.
Well, I mean, I appreciate your call. What it is the first statement you made, it very well may be if people are woken up about this thing because of this initiative, maybe people will wake up to fix the problem that you mentioned before where the government was driving all these insurance companies to operate a certain way and essentially was inducing through, I think, inappropriate government overregulation, maybe a situation where you are in a socialist program that you wouldn't have, you know, that's basically being forced on everybody in America rather than Social Security that you got to actually sign up for. So it's a good call. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Keep listening.
Hey, thanks, Dave.
Well, that's a good call. And I've got a few more minutes here. And I'm going to be playing. Let me go back and I'm going to play. For those of you, there's a few online. I don't know, maybe a half a dozen people viewing right now. They don't hear it once I push play. So anybody is doing a video online, there's actually an audio stream on our website that you can go to from Liberty Works Radio Network, and you can hear the exactly what's being broadcast over there. So feel free to do that at faithfreedoms.org. There's a link, as well as libertyworksradionetwork.com. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play again the remaining comments. I'm going to kind of overlap what Representative Bachman said before. Let's listen out, and it gets really scary.
Not given to those who are, quote, irreversibly prevented from being or becoming participating citizens. An obvious example, he said, is not guaranteeing health services to patients with dementia. We just lost my father-in-law to dementia 2 months ago. I thank God that the doctors were able to alleviate my poor father-in-law's symptoms at the end of his life at age 85. Apparently, under the Democrats' health care plan, my father-in-law would not have received the high quality of care that he received in his last 2 months of life. Or if you're a grandmother with Parkinson's or a child with cerebral palsy, watch out. In fact, the president's advisor defends discrimination against older patients. He writes, and I quote, "Unlike allocation by sex or race, allocation by age is not invidious discrimination. Every person lives through different stages of life rather than being a single age. Even if a 25-year-old receives priority over 65-year-olds, everyone who is 65 now was previously 25. These bills that are being rushed through Congress right now, maybe even this week, are going to cut over $500 billion out of Medicare in the next 10 years, putting it on the backs of our state legislature to fill the gaps. Knowing how unpopular these cuts are, the president's budget director, Peter Orszag, has urged Congress to delete their own authority over Medicare to a new presidentially appointed bureaucracy that will not be accountable to the public. The president's next advisor, Dr. David Blumenthal, he recommends that we slow medical innovation in order to control health spending. You heard me right. He said let's slow medical innovation control health spending. He's long advocated government health spending controls, although he concedes they're associated with longer waits and reduced availability of new and expensive treatment and devices, but he calls it debatable whether the timely care Americans get is worth the cost. Mr. Speaker, Americans need to wake up and read what the president and his advisors are saying. It may scare them to go to the phones and call their members. And I yield.
Wow. So these are folks that want to decrease or delay innovation because of costs. They think that it may not be worth it to have all that kind of innovation. Where are we going, folks? Are we there? Is this just surreal beyond reality? So he wants people to slow medical innovation in order to control costs. That's kind of, now watch this. Timely care may not be worth the cost. What occurred to me as I listened to this is that I hate to say you or me, people, human beings in America, in the borders, are considered a human resource and merely a funding stream. It's funding stream management. We have to basically take care of those who are part of the funding stream. That is not the purpose of healthcare. The purpose of healthcare in an evolving society may be to conserve those who are best able to reproduce. But we're going to read in a minute, we come back, we're going to find out that having babies is bad for the carbon footprint. We're going, man, I'm telling you, America is going insane. It's a pandemic of dementia. And folks, it's disconcerting, and that's why we have the Liberty Works Radio Network. That's why Liberty Works Radio Network is so timely. And you wonder, what are these guys doing? Saying, join the Liberty Works Radio Network. The reason why we're doing it is because we realize we have been made for such a time as this. And there's a special time in history when it requires innovation. And basically, we have things to do, folks. We have work to do. We've got to wake up. We've got to shake off this dementia pandemic that's sweeping North America. It's kind of surreal when you hear some of these things that were being said. And as you heard Representative Bachman say, she said that basically people with dementia, people who are handicapped, people that are over 65, you know, those people that used to be 25, those people that are 65, hey, they had their chance to be 25. And of course, back then they didn't have the medical innovations that we have today. But folks, the 25-year-olds don't need the medical care. So what they're really doing is cutting off a threshold, a segment of our society for the benefit of a funding stream and to having money to manage rather than health care to give. There's a statement here by Mr. Obama, who happens to be the president of the United States at this time. And he says, he was talking about this, considering kind of medical help you're going to give to somebody who's older and is terminally ill. I'm terminally ill. You know, but for the resurrection. This is the words of Mr. Obama. He says, that's where I think you just get into some very difficult moral issues. They're not a difficult moral issue. We're going to come back in a different segment. I'm going to be able to explain to you why it's not a difficult moral issue. It is for those who don't understand justice, let me tell you. The chronically ill and those toward the end of their lives are accounting for potentially 80% of the total health care bill out there. Who cares? The chronically ill and those toward the end of their lives are the ones who need the health care. Do you see that? The chronically ill and those who are toward the end of their lives need the health care. So is this about health care or is this about a funding stream? What is the purpose of government? It's to secure life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If you're cut off, if you've got the, tell you what, in fact, the government ought to protect somebody's right to get access to health care in spite of the fact that they've only got 3 days to live, because they could be happy for 3 days rather than unhappy, to secure these rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How about liberty? Somebody who might be dead in 5 days, but if we give them a certain type of medical care today, they could be walking or driving for the next 4 days. Liberty, to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How about this? Hey, you're going to die anyway. It could be 2 months, 6 months. You know, if you live longer than the next 2 weeks, you're going to be a burden on your family's pocketbook. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know what? If you look at the purpose of government as the founders understood it, what they should be doing is guaranteeing to the nth degree the best medical care on the planet for those who are toward the end of their lives and are accounting and who are chronically ill. Because those are the guys who need your protection. They're the guys that need it. We have got a skewed mind. We've got the pandemic of dementia sweeping North America. And folks, it's taking control of our world. And it's on our watch. We've got to take control of this. We are responsible for what's happening on our watch. I'm telling you what, and you know what? There are pieces that our grandchildren would just be too big to pick up. So let's solve this problem today. Keep tuning into the Eagle 104.3 FM, and we shall return after these messages. And tune in to faithfreedoms.org.